Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, I've had local police chiefs here in Missouri. I know they've gone to Jeff City and had conversations with the legislators down there about this Delta 8 product, which is something that contains some amount of THC. It comes from hemp, but it's not really controlled by our full legalization of marijuana and all this, and kids are able to purchase this stuff in some cases, and it looks like the House has passed a bill that is going to deal with Delta 8. It's gonna keep the ban on it intact, and we've got our friends here with us right now. Is Jordan Davidson with Smart Approaches to Marijuana? He's the head of legislative affairs. Jordan, welcome in.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe you can explain this better than I just did. The House has passed this appropriations bill. What does it do?
So not quite yet. So the Appropriations Committee advanced this bill. The full United States House of Representatives still has to vote on it. But what this bill will do, in part, is ban Delta 8 THC and other hemp-derived intoxicants that are just like marijuana. I compare these drugs to marijuana as if it were the difference between Coke and Pepsi, for example. And what it will do is take them off of the gas station and convenience store shelves where they're marketed to kids like candy and where anybody of any age, according to federal law, are able to legally purchase them. And this bill says no more. We're going to stop that and we're going to get them off the shelves and keep our kids and community safe.
Yeah. And so this would then be nationwide if that happened. You wouldn't have to worry about state laws on it.
No, yeah, it would be nationwide if this bill passes. We've seen a real kind of troubling patchwork of different policies across the country, and it's really difficult to stay consistent. And so what this ban would do would provide regulatory and really clarity for states on what is permissible and what isn't.
It seems like there have been successful attempts over the years recently where they've been telling these companies, hey, you can't be advertising like this, using these colorful images and things like that that tend to attract children. So how are they able to continue doing this? What was the loophole there?
Yeah, so we have two separate issues here. One is marijuana or THC products in marijuana. Marijuana is still illegal federally, and actually the way that your kind of marijuana dispensary, like you might see in California or Colorado, the marijuana industry puts up all these crazy legal arguments to continue marketing to kids. For example, they'll take people to court who want to say, hey, your products look like they're kid-friendly. And they'll say, hey, actually, we're just providing products for adults that are nostalgic for them. That's one way in which they kind of squirm through the regulations. But what we're talking about that the House is advancing is for hemp-derived intoxicants. And for those of your listeners who aren't aware, hemp is like is very similar to the marijuana plant, just ever so slightly different. And you can use it to make rope and clothing. And so Congress legalized the growing and sale of hemp in 2018 because they thought it wasn't intoxicating, yet they were wrong. A loophole was created, and they basically legalized marijuana, and that's what we're banning.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. went to, they had a big, they call it the world's biggest garage sale here locally last year. I went last summer. And I walk up on this table where people can buy booths. And there were what I swear to God, it looked like bales of marijuana sitting there. And I shook my head and I went back to my friend who's a police officer. And I'm like, have you seen this table? He's like, it's driving us crazy. But there's nothing we can do about it because it's that Delta 8 stuff and it's not regulated.
Yep. It's totally, it's legal, and it's really troubling how kids are getting access to it. There are no restrictions on these products.
Huh.
And so what we're saying is if you want to make rope and clothing out of hemp, be our guest, do whatever you'd like. But if you want to convert it into THC, into addictive, intoxicating drugs that kids are getting access to, we're saying no to that.
Yeah. I just want to be clear on something. The THC content in hemp is much lower, but they've figured out ways to enhance that. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, exactly. So what they've basically, to kind of like from a 30,000 foot view, because there are lots of ins and outs of kind of how this works.
Yes.
But what they've taken the hemp product and most of the intoxicating compounds, the things we're seeing like you saw at that event, are synthetic. And so actually, scarily enough, they take parts of the hemp plant and they actually boil it in battery acid and sometimes pool chemicals. And that creates a chemical synthesis conversion kind of process where you get these intoxicating THC compounds through a synthetic means.
And then everyone adjusts that.
That is what lawmakers never saw. Right. That is what lawmakers never saw coming.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I know this bill specifically passed the House Appropriations Committee, so it still has obviously to get through the House, the full House, and then I guess the Senate. Timeline on that, what's the likelihood that this actually makes it through?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I could give you a full and complete answer, I'd probably be the best paid person in Washington, D.C. Right? White people would be interviewing me for my mystic capabilities.
Yes, yes.
But look, I think at the end of the day, this is what I can tell you. While a lot of people are really passionate about this provision, I think what we're going to see is the larger package. This provision is either going to ride along with it or it's going to be a casualty, right, if people have bigger issues with other aspects of this bill. Now, I know that the House leadership and Republican leadership are dead set on moving these bills as fast as possible, so I expect we'll see them make an attempt to try and do that.
Yeah.
That might not be within the week, but we'll see.
Well, can't hurt. Where can they go for more information on this, Jordan?
Well, you can go to so our website, www.learnaboutsam, that's SAM.org,
okay,
has really great resources on this.
Excellent. Jordan Davidson, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.